Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. Of course, that's a Pacific time, a little while longer. When's the clocks changing? Next weekend? Something like that. We don't change the clocks here in the Creston Valley, so that's going to confuse everybody. I can just tell. But anyways, when in doubt, we do have a time clock on the web page, the SKR, THESKR.com, and it's embedded right into the schedule and the main page. So when your clocks change next week, remember, they don't change here. So I guess we'll be on an hour earlier. Is that how that works? If you guys spring ahead and I don't do anything, we'll talk about it over the week. What do we got here anyways? It's 4 degrees out there in the Crescent Valley this morning, and winds are calm. Humidity sitting at 72% and barometric pressure 101.8 kilopascals and falling. Now, they are calling for a 40% chance of showers this morning, and the snow level at about 1,000 meters. Ooh, it's dropped down a bit. And we'll have a high of 7 degrees. Tonight, down to 3 degrees, and mainly sunny, and high of 8 tomorrow. Saturday, just plain rain, 6 degrees. Sunday, chance of showers, 60%, high of 5. Monday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 3. Tuesday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 4. And Wednesday, cloudy and a high of 4. Looks like we're definitely into some fall temperatures here when they're all just single digits. Anyways, tonight is the night the little gaffers, well, not only little ones, I see older ones out there sometimes, too. They're going to be cruising around the streets with their bags, collecting treats. Not many of them give out any tricks, but that's the whole deal. They go door to door. And some of the real young ones are pretty cute. Some of the older ones are kind of funny. But I hope everybody has a safe Halloween tonight. And what I thought I'd do today is play some tunes that have a bit of a Halloween theme to them. Or scary, that kind of thing. So anyways, let's get things rolling right here on South Good New Radio.
We'll be right back. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Hello, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Okay, what the heck is that song slipping in there for? This is a Halloween theme. Anyways, we just finished up there with, I was going to say Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, but no, it isn't. It is Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare. And that does bring us up to this day in Canadian history. And what do we have for October the 31st? Our first story is from 1908, and that's out of London, England. The fourth modern Olympiad ends in London. Canada's first true national Olympic team of 84 athletes attended. Canada's gold medals were in lacrosse, a game that has not been recognized since. The 200-meter race, Robert Kerr won that one, I guess. And shooting, Walter Ewing won a gold medal in that. Yeah. And we'll just skip over that next story. I can just tell there's too much French in that for me to even bother trying to pronounce. So rather than give everybody a little hatchet job on their ears, we'll just talk about birthdays today, and the very first one that we have is John Franklin Candy, comedian, TV movie actor, comedy writer, director, born on this day in Toronto, Ontario in 1950, dies of a heart attack at age 43 on March the 4th, 1994. Wow, it's been that long now, eh? Sure missed John, yeah. What else? Yeah, he was filming in Durango, Mexico. He began his career at the CBC Toronto, appearing on such children's show as Coming Up Rosie. In 1972, he moved to Chicago, and in 1972 joined the Second City Comedy Troupe. Shortly afterwards, he helped set up the Toronto branch of Second City, and then the SCTV Network show, where he performed from 1977 to 1983 as TV personality Johnny LaRue, ghoulish Dr. Tongue, and polka clarinetist Yosh Shmangi. He then went to Hollywood, starring in such films as Spaceballs, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Uncle Buck, and Home Alone. In 1991, he joined Wayne Gretzky and Bruce McNall in purchasing the Toronto Argonauts football team. And Candy died while filming the Western Wagons East. Yeah, a few funny movies there. Just a sec. I got to mute while I get this frog out of my throat. There, see? That's much better. Okay, let's see. William H. McNeil, historian born on this day in Vancouver in 1917. McNeil's most famous work is The Rise of the West, which documented the span of human history in terms of Western civilization. Right on. Phil Goyette, born on this day in 1933. Phil, a hockey player, and played for the Cincinnati Mohawks, Montreal Royals, Montreal Canadiens, New York Rangers, and St. Louis Blues and Buffalo Sabres. Diane Foster, an actor, born on this day in Edmonton, Alberta, in 1928. That's the only information I have about her. So if you need more, Diane Foster, Google. Yeah. And let's see. What other kind of information do we have? In 1995, Jacques Parizeau announced his resignation as premier for not being able to separate from Canada. 1995 as well, Canada's dollar and stock exchanges soar while interest rates fall after the no side narrowly wins the Quebec referendum. I guess the stock market didn't want to see a breakup of Canada. What else do we have here? Oh, yeah. See, there we go. 1970 out of New York City, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Our House peaks at number 30 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart. That's why that song tried to slide in there. But we're not playing that because today is Halloween theme day. We're going to get into the scary stuff if we can. Hopefully I can find enough to fill up the whole show. I do have one great song coming up, but first I better play a Frankenstein right here on South Kootenai Radio. Well, there you go. Screaming Jay Hawkins from 1958. Kind of a classic, that's for sure. Anyways, that brings us up to the top of the hour here. And if anyone needs more scary stuff, we got a 4-minute, 30-second news update for you. And you know, the news is usually always scary. So it's just fitting right in there with our theme. Anyways, we'll be back shortly after this news update right here on South Kootenai Radio.
October 31st, and this is the CBC News. Good morning, I'm Joe Cummings. After showing signs of cooling off early this summer, the Canadian economy was growing again in the month of August. Statistics Canada says our gross domestic product was up by 0.3% in August, this after it fell in both June and July. Agriculture, forestry, and mining led the turnaround. However, the construction industry continues to cool off. Canada's biggest energy company, Suncor, says that after years of delay, its $13 billion Fort Hills oil sands project in northern Alberta will now be going ahead. The project has been on a hold since the global financial meltdown 5 years ago. The Fort Hills project, 90 kilometers north of Fort McMurray, is expected to start producing oil in about 4 years. Prime Minister Harper and most of his caucus will be leaving Ottawa today for Calgary and the Conservative Party's National Convention. And although the ongoing Senate scandal is not part of the convention's official agenda, there is no doubt it will be on the mind of every delegate. Here's the CBC's Michael Serapio.
It's going to be talked about in the hallways of the Calgary Convention when it gets underway. And, you know, top of mind will be Senators Brazo, Wallen, and Mike Duffy. Questions about what they did and how the Senate is handling their cases. There will also be, because they've been dragged in by testimony, talk about Senators Marjorie LeBreton, Carolyn Stewart-Olson, Nigel Wright himself, even the Prime Minister, as to the actions, what really took place. This type of discussion will take place in between the plenary sessions and the restaurants and the bars. And really the question about how the government's own appointees to the upper chamber might affect the federal conservatives as they get ready for another election campaign back in 2015. But as to who they blame for what is taking place in Ottawa, there seems to be a bit of division amongst the delegates we spoke to. The people that we spoke to did not outwardly criticize the Prime Minister, so perhaps it has not hurt him enough for party insiders to be outward about their criticism.
That's the CBC's Michael Serapio. We can find out today why the Toronto Police have been so interested in Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. A judge has ordered the release of documents that detail a police investigation carried out over the summer. It resulted in the end in the arrest of Alexander Lisi, a friend of the mayor. Lisi was charged with drug trafficking, but the judge in the case is saying that Lisi was not the main target. The Toronto Star, quoting unnamed sources, is reporting that the mayor was. Army officials in Niger say they have found the bodies of another 87 people who died after their vehicles broke down in the Sahara Desert. The dead are being found along a popular migrant route that runs from sub-Sahara Africa straight to Europe. Alex Duvall-Smith reports.
Soldiers reported finding the first bodies earlier this week. The scale of the tragedy became clear after volunteers joined the search. They found 87 corpses over a wide area about 6 miles from the Algerian border. A rescue worker told the BBC that the majority of the dead were children and women. They'd left the nearest town, about 100 miles to the south, in two lorries a month ago. It appears one vehicle broke down and the second failed after it turned back to seek help.
That's the BBC's Alex Duvall-Smith. It's being reported that Syria has now completed the destruction of the equipment it's been using to produce chemical weapons. Under a UN agreement, Syria had until tomorrow to destroy all its chemical weapons production facilities. And now it has until the middle of next year to destroy its stockpile of chemical agents used to make those weapons. Now to Fenway Park, where the Boston Red Sox are this year's World Series champions.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
That was the final call last night as the Red Sox were finishing off the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. For Boston, that's their third World Championship in 9 years. But as mentioned, it's the first time they've won the World Series at home at Fenway Park since 1918. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.
Oh, yeah. Let's turn the power on. And a big cheer going out there to Eric Schwabe, probably the biggest Red Sox fan I know of. It's just too bad the game was a little on the boring side, way too lopsided. But, oh well, what can you do? All right, it is 8:05. What did I say? 4 degrees here in the Crescent Valley going up to 8. And we've got a little bit of a Halloween theme going on here today. Let's do a little song about some werewolves out of London by Warren Zevon.
Come on out. Hey, this is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenay Radio every night at 10.
Cry. The ghost cries.
Okay, there we go. It's 8:15. It's time for this day in rock and roll history. October the 31st. I only have one birthday, and no, it's not Alice Cooper. 1947, Russ Ballard, the guitar and vocals with Argent, and their big hit, Hold Your Head Up. All right, the trivia throughout the year is on October the 31st. We're going to start in 1952, and that's when pianist Johnny Johnson, who I've seen in concert, by the way, just in case you were wondering, he hires 26-year-old Chuck Berry as a guitarist in this band. And while playing evening gigs in St. Louis, Berry will keep his day job as a hairdresser for the next 3 years. Go figure. 1963, Elvis sees 50,000 fans cheer the Beatles at London's Heathrow Airport and later books them for 3 appearances on his TV show early the next year. 1964, the Supremes achieved their second Billboard number one single with Baby Love. Just 4 months earlier, other artists at Motown Records referred to them as the no-hit Supremes. Well, that sure changed. 1970, former Mamas and Papas singer Michelle Phillips marries actor Dennis Hopper. They would divorce 8 days later. Wow, must have been an exciting 8 days. Also in 1970, James Taylor's album Fire and Rain is certified gold just as the single reaches number 3 in the U.S. 1975, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody was released as a single. It would stay on the chart for 17 weeks. 9 of them at number 1, and it would eventually go platinum. The song would be re-released in December of 1991 after being featured on the movie Wayne's World and became a hit all over again. And in 1986, Roger Waters, who had left Pink Floyd, instigated a court injunction which disallowed remaining members David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and Rick Wright from using the band's name. The ruling was overturned in early 87. All right, I'm just going to do a shortened history segment here today because we got more Halloween tunes to play, but we are going to listen to some Argent, Hold Your Head Up, right here on South Goodney Radio.
Thank you. Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
There's Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody live at Wembley Stadium, 1986, and that's finishing off our This Day in Rock and Roll History. Of course, that album going gold in 1975 and again in 1991 with the success of the movie Wayne's World. And before that, we had the Supremes, Baby Love. Their number one single in 1964. And then we started things off with Russ Ballard's birthday on this day in 1947, a member of Argent, guitar and vocals. So we played Hold Your Head Up. Now, I know those songs aren't Halloween theme songs, but, you know, we got that's why I kept it to three songs this morning. Anyways, I think we'll get back on track here with some more Halloween theme songs just right after I go give a quick news, or not a news, a quick weather update across the country here. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 4 degrees, going up to 7 in the sunshine today. A 40% chance of showers this morning, though, is what they're forecasting. Now, over in Vancouver, it is 9 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. Calgary, 6 degrees and sunny. And Winnipeg, minus 1, with mainly sunny. Toronto, it's raining and 12 degrees. Sunny and 4 degrees in Fredericton. 6, mainly sunny in Halifax. And St. John's, Newfoundland, 3 degrees, mainly sunny. Okay, what would a Halloween theme show be without Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads? Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You're listening to the South Kootenai radio station here in the Creston Valley.
David Bowie there with Scary Monsters and Super Creeps from the 1979 release, Scary Monsters. Yeah. And what do we have? Before that, Psycho Killer, the Talking Heads. Love that tune. Anyways, I see we are sitting at 8:44, and what would a Halloween theme show be if we didn't play any Rocky Horror Picture Show stuff? I'm thinking maybe let's let the Toes do some tapping to Time Warp right here on South Kootenai Radio.
astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling.
It's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
And then you need to cry. Then it's a pelvic nod. And then it's up to the same. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's so dreamy. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip.
You're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
To the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time. That is the pelvic thrust. The really got you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster.
were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman,
in a shoebox.
Dracula, and his son.
What?
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
What?
Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
What?
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
What?
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
What?
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
What?
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
What?
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Oh.
Now everything's cool. Rax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
You win.
Monster mash.
All right, Monster Mash here, going out to the staff at Quick X. Apparently, Linda likes Monster Mash, so we thought we'd play that one for her. Hope you enjoyed that, Linda.
Yeah.
All right, it is 8:52, and, well, we're running low on time here, and I see I do have quite a few more songs to play, and I know I'm not going to get them in. I did have a listener send me a message about, what about Tubular Bells? Wasn't that part of the Exorcist movie? So what I've decided to do was put on Tubular Bells to play after the 9 o'clock news. Anyways, I've got a couple more here. Also, yes, I had another listener say, hey, you played that Werewolves of London. What about Clap for the Wolfman? Isn't that a Halloween theme? Well, perhaps it is. So maybe what we'll do is throw that one on, shall we? Oh, you know what? I think before I do, let's see if you can guess what this is from. Accessing. Right, that's the theme from The Monsters. Yeah, 1964 that show first came on. Anyway, let's do a little Wolfman, and then I'm going to finish the show off with something really scary right here on South Goodney Radio.
Gonna reach your record high.
said, baby, just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. I said, hey, babe, do you want a coo-coo-coo? She said, So I was left out in the cold.
She was digging the cat out of the radio.
Clap for the wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
Yes, baby, I'm your doctor of love.
Clap for the wolfman. You gonna dig him till the day you die.
Everybody talk about the wolfman's promptness of love.
75 or 80 miles an hour. She hung slow, slow, slow. Baby, I can stop right on a dime. I said, hey, baby, give me just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. But how was I to bide my time? I said, hey, baby, you want a coo-coo-coo? She said, said, I'm about to overload. I said,
she was digging you, but she was digging me.
Clap for the wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the wolfman. You gonna dig him till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, you understand?
Clap for the wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
I got
him. Clap for the wolfman. You gon' dig him till the day you die.
You might wanna try, but I gon' keep him.
Clap for the wolfman. Clap for the wolfman. Clap for the wolfman. Clap for the wolfman. Clap for the wolfman.
And I got him.
Clap for the wolfman.
I love the dead before they're cool, the bluing flesh for to hold. Cadaver eyes upon me see nothing. I love the dead before they rise. No farewells, no goodbyes. I never even knew your now rotting face. While friends and lovers mourn your silly grave, I have other uses for you, darling.
All right, Alice there, yeah, finishing things off. I Love the Dead. Oh, yeah. Alice always got to get into those good tunes, right? Yeah. Anyways, if you've never seen Alice Cooper in concert, always puts on a pretty good theatrical show. And that pretty much is it for the morning show here today, everyone. Now, just wanted to remind everyone that the old time zone change is coming up, and well, it comes up for most people, but the time zone doesn't change here, and so when you want to tune in to the morning show next time, Monday, I guess, don't forget, the show will be on an hour earlier where you live. Anyways, that's what the date is. Everybody falls back here on, I guess it'll be early Sunday morning. And what I could tell you is normally we broadcast on Pacific time during the summers, but in the winters, our time zone here is Mountain Time. Yeah. So if you're really confused, it's always best just to throw on the SKR an hour earlier next week if you're looking for a morning show, just to be sure. Okay, we're going to have another news update here to finish things off. And don't forget, after the 4 minute and 30 seconds of news update, we're going to be playing Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells, which was the theme music for The Exorcist. So that should be a lot of fun. And I don't know if the news is going to talk about Rob Ford, but I think Rob Ford's days are numbered now. There's been new police videos checked out, and yeah, it's not going to be pretty, folks. But anyways, have a great Halloween tonight, and we'll catch you all tomorrow morning at 7:30 Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.